What do you call a daredevil bug Pokemon? Weedle Knievel. Welcome to Weekly News Desk for the week of December 3rd, 2016. I am Simon Etwell, and as always, I am joined by...
Torbjorn!
No. Do you mean the worst Overwatch character?
No. The best Overwatch character. No,
he's probably not the worst either, but he's certainly not the best.
He's certainly the best.
No, that's
he's the only character.
Categorically and factually untrue.
Ready to work.
No. He doesn't do any work. He just sits there and lets his turret do all the work.
But he's got to put the turret up.
Yeah, he's got to hit a button and place it.
I found that joke when I was looking for a joke as well.
That the Weedle Knievel?
Weedle Knievel. And I was like,
it's bad, but also kind of good, but really bad.
I found like another one, like, what's the best pirate Pokemon?
Arceus?
Yeah.
Yeah, saw that one too. After I had to dig through a bunch of Pokemon pickup lines, I was like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Everything that said Pokemon jokes was pickup lines. I was like, okay, this is weird. This is not good, Internet. This is not good.
But I wonder if they work in the real world.
I want to get a Pikachu.
Pikachu?
God, it could only do ones with Pikachu. Nobody else would get it. If you went any deeper than that, nobody would get them.
Also, I'm Andrew. Unless they were
fans of Pokemon. Did you not say that? Oh, no, you said Torbjorn.
Torbjorn.
Right.
Torbjorn. I am not a dwarf.
You just wish you were a dwarf. Yeah. And that's a fact.
That is a fact.
Alright, so, it's December. We missed last week because there was, like, no news and we were very, very busy. I apologize.
Merry Christmas.
Merry December?
Merry December, miss.
So what we've decided to do, you know how everybody does a one episode that's, like, a best of, you know, your top fives or whatever. We're going to do, because we have four segments and approximately four episodes in a month, I'm going to do one of those segments for best 1, 2, 3, 4. Except that there's actually... we might not record on New Year's Eve. I mean, I'll be right here, but we may not be recording on New Year's Eve.
Probably not.
I'll probably take that Saturday off. So we have four episodes this month. We're going to do one of our four segments each week for our top five.
And you're welcome.
We are going to discuss them here. We have a list, and we're going to discuss them and make the weekly definitive weekly list.
Yeah.
Yeah, that way. This week, because the VGAs, which are getting slightly better every year, were 2 days ago, this week we are doing Vigima Gameses.
Yay!
So, Andrew.
Hello.
We have a way too big list.
Of nominations. Yep.
Do we just want to go through them all?
Yep.
Alright, I have not played these top two, but you gushed over both of them. As of, like, 3 weeks ago, or three episodes ago. I think it was fairly recent that both Titanfall 2 and Gears 4 came out.
Yeah, October was busy.
October's always busy. We also have Overwatch, which took bank at the VGAs.
Yep.
Battlefield 1, which I hear great things about, though I haven't played it.
Also great. Also in October.
Doom.
Also amazing.
Sure it is. Dark Souls 3, which I never have not touched, because fuck Dark Souls.
Hard as balls, but so much better than rather Dark Souls.
Civ 6, which is, I think, a better game than Civ 5, but, you know, they change things, and some people don't like what they changed, and some people do.
It's one I haven't touched yet.
Pokemon.
Which is another phenomenal improvement.
It's also just Pokemon.
But it's a big improvement.
I didn't actually look at this list. Is that one, is that really the next one?
Yeah, it's like
not a game, though.
No, it is a game.
But it's not a game.
It is longer than the campaigns of, like, first
I guess if we're putting, I guess games. If we're putting Legion in, we can put Witcher 3, yeah. Blood and Wine? Yeah. Or was that the first one?
Blood and Wine was the second one. But okay. I think the other one did come out this year as well. Bleh.
I don't know.
Heart of Stone.
Yeah, but that one was way short. Wasn't Blood and Wine the really long one, though?
Yeah. Heart and Stone wasn't that long, but came out, too.
Also, Firewatch, which is a game I did not play, because it sounds like one I'm not super interested in.
Yeah, it's along the same Telltale-y explorer vein. But it's real pretty and real good.
That's what I hear. I hear it was very pretty. And the aforementioned WoW Legion.
Which is also another huge improvement.
Some of the best story content they've made.
Yeah, oh boy.
Stardew Valley, which is a fantastic game.
Yeah, it got me addicted to that whole genre, where all the other games of its ilk failed.
I mean, no, you just go back to Super Nintendo or Nintendo 64, Harvest Moon. That's all you need. Or the handheld ones.
All the other ones of that I've played, the Harvest Moons and the...
Yeah, the old Harvest Moons.
Whatever the other one.
A couple of, yeah, like, they changed hands, and now they're bad. The Harvest Moons are now bad when they changed hands. And also, the, like, Wii and Wii, or the Wii ones are bad, too. But the N64 one's fucking amazing. Anyway, Black Desert Online, which I did not play.
But it's pretty neat. I like it, and it's got a real pretty engine.
I've seen pictures. It's beautiful, but never played it. I already had too many MMOs. Clancy's The Division.
Which I played in the beta.
I heard mixed things, mostly positive, but a little bit of mixed things on it.
Mm-hmm.
Pokken Tournament, which came out this year, so it's on the list.
They're real fun.
It's fun for a time. Doesn't have that.
It's my favorite fighter of the year.
It's fair. It's my favorite fighter of the year, too, yeah. If we were doing categories.
Yeah.
That would win fighter.
But, it was the best of its category, so I felt it should get nominated.
Battlefield Gothic Armada. Battlefleet.
Battlefleet Gothic Armada. Got that 40K.
And Hearts of Iron 4.
Hearts of Iron 4, which is also a huge improvement.
So, Andrew, we have a huge list. Exactly, how do we pare this down to 5?
Well, let's start fighting. What do we want to cut first?
What do we want to cut first? Probably BDO, maybe?
BDO.
Or Pokken Tournament.
BDO, Division.
Well, yeah, maybe Division. Did you even play that game in full release?
No, but, like, I think they had, like, beta. The late beta was basically the release, and we did all the Dark Zone and all the entry-level stuff, and it's just basically like Destiny, but
slightly better.
I don't know. Destiny was kind of more fun. The Division just seemed like it was mostly grind,
Only the late end of Destiny is all grind.
Yeah. But then even then, you got a really good multiplayer to fall back onto.
But do you?
Yeah, it was real fun.
But do you? And then you have really bad expansion. Or like a good expansion, and then a bad expansion, and then a mostly nothing expansion. That's how it works, right?
Well, something like that. I have a friend at work who plays so much Destiny. He's like a huge Gears fan, and he hasn't hardly touched Gears 4 because he's just been playing so much Destiny, grinding that late game.
Yeah. I'd say probably. I never played Firewatch, but maybe we can cut that one.
Sorry, Firewatch.
It looked cool. I mean, if you like that genre of game,
yeah, it was a really good storytelling thing. And
which, yeah, I would throw Firewatch with the game that I mentioned, but didn't put on list, Valley. It's an interesting story. It's sort of fun to play, but it's an indie sort of title, and that just doesn't really. It's difficult for them to really stack up unless they're a very specific sort of type.
I'm going to get rid of Hearts of Iron 4 because it's a game that I don't think anybody plays.
Except for you and Grant.
And Justin. It's real good, though. They have made huge improvements to how the game functions between 3 and 4. 3 was kind of a step backwards in some ways, and then this one they just fixed a lot and made a lot of stuff make more sense.
That's good. And as much as I love Civilization, I think we got to just dash out Civ 6 because it is, as much as I like it, it is just another Civ game. I think they've improved a lot of things, but it's still Civ. Nothing super special about it.
Now,
1, 2, 3, 4. We still have 11 goddamn games, Andrew. I let you put too many games on this list. You should have pared this down earlier.
No, we had to make sure that everyone knows that these exist and we're at least nominated. Because these are the best of the best. This was a good year for video games.
Wow, it was a good, March and October for video games.
It was a great March and October for video games.
It was like nothing in the summer.
I don't remember a year was this good in a long time.
98. That's the game. That's the year everybody talks about all the time. I think it was 98. The problem is I haven't played most of these games. I've played 3 of the remaining 11 games.
Okay.
So, you know, I don't know.
So, what should we pair out next?
I don't know, Andrew. What are you not comfortable defending?
Dark Souls. Because the game makes me angry right now.
Yes, I hear that's an improvement game, but it is more Dark Souls, but yeah. Also an improved version of Dark Souls.
It's improved to the point where I can actually play it and not just hate myself so much. Huge quality of life improvements, which was really all that I had against it. Because you go into the game expecting Dark Souls. Hmm. It's Dark Souls hard. I'll get rid of Battlefleet Gothic Armada, I guess.
Because you gotta love 40K for
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I'm too deep.
I heard you and Justin talking about it, and I was like, I understand none of these words. Not a single one.
It's so good. It's so good.
So it'll be like 40K.
That's my strategy game pick of the year. Not that we have categories, but just calling it out.
Uh-huh. That's only because you haven't played Civ 6. When did Endless Legend come out? Last year?
Yeah, last year. Oh, there you go. Otherwise, it would have been on here. I love that game.
Would that have beaten out Battlefield Gothic for strategy?
Oh.
It's hard because Battlefield Gothic's 40K.
Yeah, no, they're both so good.
I'm just waiting for Andrew to actually dash this out. You've highlighted
where
it.
Where are we at? We are at
5, 6, 7.
So we got Titanfall, no. Gears, Overwatch, Battlefield, Doom,
9.
Pokemon, Witcher, Legion, Stardew Valley.
But it's only still here because it's so unique in this year of games.
And really, it's the game that won me over to that whole genre and kept me going and going and going.
That's a really good game of that genre. I mean, yeah, the guy really worked on it for like 4 or 5 years or something. The guy worked on that forever. I think it might have been 3, but still.
And Doom really tickles my whole first-person shooter genre. Man, these are a lot of shooters.
Better than Titanfall?
Oh, God. This is better than Titanfall.
Like, you got to start. Now we've got 4, 5 shooters. We have 5 shooters up there at the top of the list, Andrew.
Okay, so we'll start paring down the shooters.
Yeah, we'll just focus on Titanfall 2, Gears of War 4, Overwatch, Battlefield 1, and Doom.
Oh, boy.
I bet Doom had the worst story.
Yeah.
How about, how's the multiplayer in Doom? Does it stack up?
Okay. These are good points. I'm going to cut Doom. As phenomenal as the game is, and out of left field, it came to me.
Out of left field, that being good.
Yeah, being not good, great.
Not being bad.
Not being bad.
That's kind of what one would expect out of Doom.
It was nowadays. Phenomenal, but yes, it didn't stack up to those categories that you just outlined. Compared to these other games, yeah. It's not Doom's fault. It's against other good games. It's
against some games that are absolutely great. I mean, I know Overwatch, which sadly doesn't have... I mean, I was going to say it doesn't have a story. It doesn't have a story mode. Let's say it doesn't have a story mode. Because for a game that has no story mode, Overwatch has a lot of story.
Yeah.
Even in the game, not even counting the videos and the webcomics and whatnot.
In Titanfall 2... had no business having as good of a story mode as it did. And the multiplayer is great. Oh, boy.
How's Battlefield's story mode supposed to be pretty... It's supposed to be really good, too, right? It's a shifting character one, though, right?
Yeah. Which it's can be it's mostly just sometimes. Passable. It's, you know, nothing super special, but it's not bad. It's entertaining.
Is it multiplayer or anything? It's multiplayer, just, you know, Battlefield?
Yeah, we'll cut it.
I'm helping, Andrew.
You are helping, because, man, I was trapped.
I also can't actually see what you're cutting off. My Google Doc is disconnected from the internet.
So. Interesting.
But, I mean, Battlefleet Gothic is still not crossed out in mine.
It's not crossed out in my heart. What do we got? So Titanfall 2, Gears of War 4, and Overwatch.
For shooters. And then we've got Legion, Stardew, Pokemon, and Witcher. I mean, as much as I'm sure Witcher was great, it's also just DLC.
Yeah, I'm going to cut it. It gets me the other games to the finals.
So is this six now? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right?
Yeah, 6.
Hmm. I mean, this is tough.
This is tough. Titanfall 2, Gears of War 4, Overwatch, Pokemon, Warcraft, Stardew Valley. I mean, if I had to cut one, I think, I don't know.
Exactly. This is getting tough.
Let's make a top 6.
Then we have to rank these 6. Andrew.
Yeah, but I think that's easier, as long as they get into there. Because, man, I don't know, if I'm cutting one...
How's Pokemon?
It's really good.
How are the improvements in it? Because I do hear it's greatly improved.
Lots of quality life improvements in graphics, how it handles, like everything is improved. All of it. It's not just another iteration.
Hmm. I don't know, I'm looking at Legion, but I'm like, I kind of want to cut Legion, but also I don't want to cut Legion, because yeah, Legion made so many.
It also did, like, just hand over fist.
Yeah, great jump. I mean, especially after, I mean, part of that may be the year-plus drought of content we had with the end of Draenor.
And Draenor itself.
I don't know. The Draenor story was good. The content was good. I mean, good. It was not great. The content was good, though.
But this is great.
This is great. This is tough. Okay, top 6.
Top 6. Nailed it.
I may have... Yeah, it's impossible. So.
Okay, so number 1, we've got Overwatch?
I mean, it's the game I enjoy the most out of the games I played on this list.
Yeah, me too. Number 2, oh boy. We'll say Titanfall 2.
All right, that's good. It sounds great, and the human is voiced by Crispin Freeman, so
it's a
bonus. I mean, he's in it? Yeah. I heard the trailer. Huh. It's Crispin Freeman.
I didn't know that.
I was watching the trailer, or I didn't even watch the trailer. It was part of an ad, probably on Bleeding Cool, because they're stupid autoplay ads. And I was like, oh, hey, that voice is Crispin. He wasn't supposed to be my robot. Except it doesn't say robot. Whatever the term is. Titan?
Titan.
Wasn't supposed to be my Titan. I was like, hey, that's Crispin. Because,
yeah.
You know, I can name a voice actor pretty much immediately if I'm a fan of them.
So number 3, Gears or WoW? What do you think?
I don't know. How's the Gears story? Is it just more... Is it... Actually, you've talked about it before that it was greatly improved and they made it more... I don't want to say realistic.
No,
more
really.
Like a world.
Yeah, they more advanced the story to like a new trilogy.
How's the multiplayer?
It's phenomenal.
It's tough. Because Legion also best content maybe they've ever made for the story wise, and
that's a good point.
The as much as I'm not in love with them as much as everybody else is, the World quests
are good.
Are a good improvement on other on what dailies used to be.
I might just be grumpy because I hate hunters now.
You are grumpy because you hate hunters, and that's true. But also, you used to not love hunters before WoD, anyway.
Yeah. It was a new love, and then they took it from me.
I my vote is Legion.
Okay, I'll go with Legion.
Oh my god.
Legion. And then Gears. Or War. Nope. Of War.
Gears or War.
Gears or War.
Either build these gears or we go to war.
And then Pokemon.
Pokemon. I forgot about Pokemon. I think Stardew Valley is better than Pokemon. Just in general, because I don't think Pokemon is ever that great. But Andrew's never going to agree, and we will be arguing that for the rest of the episode, so I'll just let him type in whatever order he wants.
Yeah. Okay, so our top six picks are at number one, Overwatch. Number two, Titanfall 2. Number three, World of Warcraft Legion. Number four, Gears of War 4. That's funny how that worked.
Titanfall 2 is 2, Gears of War 4 is 4.
Yeah.
It's not on purpose.
It's kind of cool, though.
And tied for fifth, Pokemon and Stardew. I don't care what Andrew says. They're tied for fifth.
I'm okay with that. I'll allow that.
They're tied for fifth. That also brings it back to top five. We couldn't pare down. It was too tough.
I'm making that happen. It's official.
Yep. That's our definitive, not definitive list. The list so definitive we couldn't agree to our own, we couldn't keep to our own agreed upon rules. Now I just hit the table.
And the new number one pick, John Wick.
John Wick. That'll be movies. When we do movies, what, that next week, 2 weeks? I don't remember when that's going to be. Number one pick, John Wick.
Yep, John Wick.
Number two pick, John Wick 2. Anyway, speaking of movies, let's move into our movies. We don't have a ton of news either today or this week because it's December. You don't generally get it. It's not usually a ton happening at the end of the year.
Nope.
But a couple things. So last week, one of the only things that came out last week was a new Rogue One trailer. It's a minute and a half or so, I think. First time you hear them say Death Star. Yeah. Jin says they call it the Death Star. The Death Star. You see some more from the robot. Some Alan Tudyk. And that's great. Robot looks awesome. And especially in this trailer. You see a great shot. You know, in every trailer has had what's his name? Who's the buddy with the blind guy? You shoot the rocket at the AT-AT or AT-AT, depending on what kind of asshole you are. I've had people. I've seen people be like, "You can't call it an AT-AT. It's an AT-AT." I'm just gonna slap you.
Yeah. I mean,
people on the internet. Anyway, this one you see that plus what happens after it, and it's funny. I don't want to ruin it, but it's a great bit. It's a great bit. Andrew hasn't seen it, despite the fact that it's been in the show notes for a week.
I know, but.
But he didn't look at the show notes until today.
The movie is like 2 weeks away.
Which is the reason we're doing these
best
ofs scattered. Because Andrew was like, oh, we want to do the best of this week? And I was like, really? You want to do the best of before Rogue One comes out?
And I don't think we'd make it out of the show.
Wow. Our show would be 4 hours.
Yeah. That would be 5 hours. An hour for each segment.
An hour for each segment.
And then the news.
Plus the news. Hey, we did video games 22 minutes.
Yeah.
It was good. It was fast.
But I had more to say.
But that's because it wasn't movies, and we didn't get into John Wick.
Yeah.
Too much. But it's a good trailer. You should watch it, Andrew, and everybody else. Prepare yourself for Rogue One next week. When does that come out? 18th?
No, it comes out on the 16th.
Oh, it's close. Oh, that's so Friday.
The night of the 15th.
I do not have opening night tickets. I might see it opening weekend. Who knows?
You're like the only one who doesn't. We've got like.
It's because I have a job.
And
it's a new job, so I can't take a day off.
That's fair.
I can be like, oh, I'm starting my job Monday. You know, 2 weeks from now, I need a day off on a Friday. That'll go over well.
Just tell them it's Star Wars. It works. Gets you out of anything.
That only worked for you once in high school.
Yeah. And I think that'll work again.
All right. Let's move on to the next thing. If you should watch that trailer, it's in our show notes at our website, which is geeknews.com.
Yeah.
Director Pikachu is the next thing. If I can reopen the bookmark that I was trying to click, but I accidentally clicked the X and not the tab, because I'm a genius. Oh, I'm not connected to the internet right now. Anyway, I can see the name, because it's in the thing. So the live-action Pokemon film, which I assume Pikachu will be still animated.
You imagine?
It'll be live-action everything but Pikachu.
Live-action Pikachu.
It'll be, they got a director in the name of Rob Letterman. I think Andrew just quickly Googled Pikachu, Detective Pikachu director.
Bet I did.
Good, because my computer, as usual, hates your internet right now.
Whoa.
So I know Rob Letterman has been hired to direct the Legendary Studios. It's Legendary, right? I believe Legendary is a production.
Yeah, Legendary.
It's a production company on this.
Yeah.
The Legendary also who did Warcraft. Great movie. It's going to be on my list of top movies of the year.
Mine too.
I don't know what else. And without the article in front of me, I don't know what else that was announced about the director or the Detective Pikachu movie, except that they got Rob Letterman to direct, and I don't remember anything about it.
It's scripted by Nicole Perlman.
Oh, right, who is also working on the second Guardians.
Yeah, and Alex Hirsch.
Okay, go. Just keep going.
Who is credited for Gravity Falls.
People love that. It's a popular show.
Hirsch. H-I-R-S-C-H?
Probably Hirsch.
Hirsch?
Hirsch. It's definitely Hirsch. It's also not that hard to pronounce. For anybody but you, and probably Scott Johnson, who is the only person equivalent to you in not being able to pronounce names. Name drop, I guess?
Name drop.
He's a podcaster of some renown.
The film will follow Detective Pikachu, a new character, and a storyline in the Pokemon universe.
Which, I guess, means it's the Pokemon world. So, but Detective Pikachu can talk, right? So...
Well, Meowth can talk in the Pokemon world. Just the one. So why not?
Why not one Pikachu? Who's also Sherlock Holmes?
Why not?
This movie's terrible and it never should have been made.
I'm excited.
It's because you're a fanboy.
I'm not a fanboy.
You're a super fanboy. And that's a fact. Yes. You can't argue that.
I guess not. I could try.
You shouldn't. Well, there. So then that store doesn't have a release date or anything. I don't think they've even started filming or anything yet.
There's also no plot synopsis released yet.
But it's out there. It's a thing. But speaking of release dates, let's move on to the next thing. Release the Aquaman. Because it's got a release date of October 5th, 2018.
Is that the name of the movie?
No.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to make a release the Kraken but Aquaman joke because it's a release date. Release the Aquaman.
Can Aquaman control a Kraken?
Probably, if Kraken has existed.
Do they not?
No. Except unless you're talking about Kraken rum. Yeah. Rum? Is it rum? Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if that ever happened in the comics.
Probably. I'm sure it happened at some point. But, I mean, technically he doesn't... I don't think he controls them, per se. I
think he
can talk to them.
Talking to them?
And generally, they like them. Generally, because he's sort of the defender of the oceans, so they do what he says, because he also defends their home.
Gotcha.
But he's not. I don't think he has like. He can force them to do something. He can't force a whale to beach itself or something. I don't think. But I could be wrong. I'm not super up on what Aquaman's exact powers are. Are you googling what Aquaman's powers are?
I am, and if he's ever summoned a kraken.
That looks like a squid.
Aquaman versus Magneto? What?
But one of the many DC Marvel crossover things, because those used to happen way more than they do now, which is weird to think about that they happen less now than they used to.
Yep, in the Injustice storyline, Aquaman summoned a Kraken.
Oh, Injustice. That would make sense, actually.
Oh, actually, the Kraken. Okay.
Well, yeah, there's only one.
Neato.
But I'm looking forward to this movie only because it's Jason Momoa. And I love Jason Momoa. He's great. He's great in everything.
He's a real rad dude.
I want to watch that Netflix series that he's in, but I haven't gotten around to it yet. But yeah, I think he plays like Native. And I was like, this is weird, guys. He casts a Hawaiian as a Native guy. That's weird. They don't look that similar. Hawaiian people and Native people don't look similar.
I mean, to the uneducated.
It's not a thing, guys. I think he's Native, but he might only be half Native or something, and that could be explain why he doesn't look traditionally Native. This is to say, not every Native person looks the same, because I actually know a person who is Native, like she's full-blood Native, and she looks white. Sometimes, until the summer when she gets a little bit of tan, and you're like, and suddenly you're Native. It's weird. And also, I'm looking forward to seeing him first in Justice League next year. Yes, Justice League comes out next year, right?
Oh, boy.
And that was when we first... Well, I guess technically we've seen him in Batman v Superman, but that does not count.
For a clip.
For the cameo, really.
A little underwater swimming look at the camera.
Yeah. But then punch the camera a football field back.
Yep.
It was great.
Take that camera.
So, yeah, we'll first really see him in Justice League next year. Also, he's doing another TV show. I should look that up. I think it might be a Canadian TV show because it also got Alan Hawke in it.
He's a busy guy.
And, not everybody is, you know, making Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt money. Every other actor has to, you know, work a lot to make a living. Oh, yeah. So it's called Frontier. It's about, it's an original scripted series by Discovery, and it'll follow the struggle to control wealth and power in the North American fur trade in the 18th century.
That's kind of cool.
That sounds awesome. And it's got Jason Momoa in it, and Alan Hawke, who's a great Canadian actor.
He's also rumored to play the Crow in the Crow reboot. The Crow
thing, yeah. Maybe.
That's kind of cool. He might be
too big for the Crow. The Crow's not supposed to be big, is it?
Whatever. It's a reboot.
Is he it? Anyway. Jason Momoa, guys. He's great. And Aquaman's coming out October 15th. October 5. October 5th. Sorry.
October the 5.
The 5. 2018. All right. Let's move on to our one thing in TV news.
Television.
And that is that Kevin Smith has dropped out of doing the Buckaroo Banzai TV series. That's what I was trying to say. Not so.
So. TV show.
That was a mix of show and series. He dropped out over MGM Legal suing... I need to open this article for their names. The writer and director of the original Buckaroo Banzai, which is annoying to say.
Buckaroo Banzai
Through the Eighth Dimension, or whatever that movie was called. The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension is the name of that old movie. And so the two creators were, God damn it, now I can't find them. Oh, there we go. Richter, W.D. Richter. Where's the other one? This is a stupidly written article. I don't really like it. But it was, I'll continue talking. What did you know while I look for the names? He found out he was on, during Thanksgiving, he was in Florida visiting his brother and his mother. And for some odd reason, they Googled his name, and that's how he found out that because his name was attached to the Buckaroo Banzai MGM/Amazon TV series, so he found out that MGM was suing the two original creators because there's a rights issue. They're not sure who owns the rights. And Kevin Smith had said in the past that he wanted to work with these two guys because without them, he didn't he wouldn't have loved the universe that they sort of made in that movie. So now with the legal thing in the series without Kevin Smith plus the legal stuff, it is in limbo as to whether it's even going to happen. Amazon hasn't commented on it. Amazon's like, hey, that's them. That's a them thing. It's our pick. We want to make a TV series with it, but the whole legal thing is MGM and these two guys.
We're just over here.
And I mean, that's basically what Kevin Smith said. He's like, listen, I don't hate him. Like, I love MGM. They've treated him well because MGM basically gave him his career. MGM were there who picked up Clerks and all that stuff back in the day. And so as he, on a Facebook Live thing, he talked about this. And he was very nice. He's like, I don't know anybody at Amazon, but I know they're not involved in this. And I love MGM, but if this is how it's going to have to be, like if we can't do the two guys that made the movie, I really don't want to do it.
I wonder how that... Googling him conversation came up at Thanksgiving.
It was that he said something on one of his podcasts that, oh, somebody should recreate this, a Disney movie that him and his brother loved as a child. Oh. And so then a bunch of new stories picked up. Kevin Smith wants to remake this movie. And he's like, well, I mean, I want it to be remade. And I guess if they had me do it, sure.
But... I did say words about this.
I didn't say that, but I mean, I kind of said that. That's how it was. Because that's how he... Because in the Kevin Smith rambly way, he gets on that. first, that's the first 10 minutes of the Facebook Facebook video.
Kevin Smith talks.
Yep. If he does. And that's why his podcasts, you know, go on for 2 hours.
Should have him on our podcast.
Sure. Okay, I can't find them. That has their last names, which means their first name should be up here somewhere. Right? That's not what I signed up for. Yeah, also he said he was disappointed because he... Oh, there it is. I went too far down. There we go. So the studio filed legal paperwork November 23rd against the 1984 movie's director, W.D. Richter, and writer Earl McRaw. R-A-U-C-H. Or McRaw? Rauch, maybe?
McRaw.
But, yeah, so that's in... That show is in limbo. And Kevin Smith, I mean, he said later that it's like, listen, if this all gets resolved nice, peacefully, and we can all work together, and they still want me, I'll come back, but... I don't see that happening at this point.
Yep.
Which is too bad.
That's too bad.
I mean, it's a nice thing for sort of Kevin Smith to do. It's sort of...
respectful?
Yeah. Respectful of the thing that he loved and the people who made it.
Yeah. It's a Kevin Smith thing to do.
It's a very Kevin Smith thing to do. And it's also nice that he has... He said, when he went back to The Flash and he was directing The Flash stuff, he's like, man... He said something along the lines of, like, that he had passion again for it. Because, listen, his last couple of movies are what they were. But Tusk and Yoga Hosers, they're just Kevin Smith going, I don't know, this sounds cool, let's make this stupid fucking thing. It's not a passion project.
I like making things.
Yeah. But, now he says he has more passion for his craft again, which is good, because his passion has always been... amazing. He's loved making movies. That's what makes his stuff good. In my opinion.
Plus he's a cool dude.
Plus he's a cool dude. And a super nerd.
Yep.
Alright, let's move on to games, Andrew.
Video games.
So, start off. EA pauses Battlefield. So EA has reported that there's not going to be a Battlefield next year. They are going to focus all their efforts on a new Battlefront. And hopefully making it better to address, they've said to address the comments from the users of the first Battlefront that there wasn't enough content in the game.
And then they went on to give this... And
then the CFO gave the shitty reason.
The dumbest reason of like, oh, well, guys, we released the game before the new movie came out, so we couldn't take advantage of any of that content. Shut up.
Yeah, no, that was a bullshit reason. But if it does, if they really do focus down on Battlefront and they make it a better game... This is a real turnaround for EA, because that's not an EA thing to do. Especially not be like, yeah, one of our biggest money-making games, Battlefield, we're going to just pause that for a minute. And let's not do one this year.
Well, they're probably concerned, because like, all these games came out this year in October, November, and none of them sold particularly well.
Yeah.
Because I think they all just came out at the same time, and everyone's like, I don't know what to do.
Yeah, this is true. Like, I know a couple of friends of mine, one picked up Dishonored 2, and the other picked up Watch Dogs 2, but they both wanted both of them.
Yeah.
But they're like, fuck, we can't buy both of these, I have to choose which one. And it just turned out that they both bought another one so they could talk to each other about what the games are. But yeah, so this will be cool, and hopefully that means, so this next Battlefront is supposed to come out next winter, slightly before episode 8.
Yocho.
So hopefully it's good. You know?
Yeah. I hope it's good. It's Star Wars.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's better. VR experience coming out this month.
It looks pretty cool. But I don't have a VR.
No.
But my computer claims it can do VR. My new computer claims it can do VR. Claims. But I don't have $800 for a Rift or $1,300 for a Vive. Or a room to set up a Vive.
Nope.
Also, so next in video games, tell the tale of the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yo-ho.
At the VGAs Thursday? Was it Thursday night? And at the VGAs this week, Telltale announced that its next project was going to be Guardians of the Galaxy, which I believe was rumored. This is now officially confirmed. It's a thing. And we don't have really a trailer yet. It was just sort of a teaser. It was like the...
Cassette.
There's the cassette floating... Cassette... player and the headphones floating in space. And then Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yep.
So that's the thing.
I like Telltale stuff.
I don't. But
I recently played through the Minecraft Telltale, and it was the most feels of any video game. Caitlin and I were real sad. It was good. They did that one real well.
I don't know. I haven't played any of them because I tried the demo of the Tales from the Borderlands and I couldn't finish the demo of episode one.
Huh.
That's how much I was uninterested in a game that is a choose your own adventure.
And I've played, I think, all of them. Like, even some of the classic ones, like the Strong Bad's Adventure or whatever.
Before they were, yeah.
And the Back to the Future.
Yeah, all those ones. Back to the Future was the first one that I remember, but Walking Dead was really where they broke out.
Yeah.
And became everybody knows who they are.
But I think Strong Bad even happened before Back to the Future.
Probably, but I don't remember that one even existing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna admit, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Homestar Runner?
I mean, I know what Strong Bad is.
Okay.
But I have no idea of a game recently.
I think it's like Strong Bad's Game for Attractive People or something like that.
Oh, yeah. It's title's even longer than that. Yeah. I think you're short forming the title. Yeah. But yes, I remember seeing
it. But it's along that lines.
I do remember seeing that. Anyway, Andrew, how many is many game trailers?
So many.
Also, all from the Video Game Awards.
Yeah, I've linked a link. I've linked to an article. You've linked
a link.
I've linked to an article.
I linked a link. Did you dream a dream too?
Bye.
Yeah. Anyway.
So there's an article I linked to in the show notes.
I've never heard of this website before.
Me either. But they had a nice thing. It is pocket-lint.com. Thank you for doing this so I didn't have to.
So you don't have to.
There's a link to the 4K stream. Full stream of the Video Game Awards if you want to watch that, or if you want to just get to the trailers, which is
honestly, why wouldn't you? Why would you watch the whole thing when you could just watch the trailers?
I'll just give a rundown of what all the trailers are. So you got Breath of the Wild trailer and a demo. Bulletstorm full clip edition featuring Duke Nukem.
Yeah, with Duke Nukem DLC if you pre-order
HD.
If you pre-order it, you get the Duke Nukem DLC for free.
Rocket League, Starbase.
New Starbase and a new car.
Yeah. The Death Stranding teaser trailer.
Which is still crazy, but still less nonsensical than the last one, I think.
Yeah. I mean, that's just a relative statement.
Yeah. Relative to the last one.
Another Warframe trailer. There's the Guardians of the Galaxy aforementioned teaser trailer. Dauntless announced trailer.
Oh, yeah, which is, looks an interesting game. It's got it's got devs from good companies in this new company.
This new indie company.
Yeah, can't remember what their name is.
Probably should have put that in the notes to talk about it.
I thought about it, but then just didn't.
I forgot about it.
I thought about it last night, but it was like 2 in the morning, and I was like, I want to go to bed.
There's a trailer for The Lawbreakers.
I haven't even heard about that one.
That's the arena shooter, that Cliffy B.
Oh, The Lawbreakers. I do, actually. I think I saw a trailer for that earlier.
Could be.
I think I did. Because there was a team shooter that I saw, and I was like, oh, that looks cool.
Yeah.
But I don't know what Cliffy B is. I have no idea what that is.
Cliff Bezinski?
I have no idea who that is.
The Gears guy.
Oh, I have no idea what that means.
The guy who made Gears.
Congratulations to him.
He's single-handedly responsible for the chainsaw bayonet.
Oh, God.
He's the best.
Anyway. What's next?
Halo Wars 2 trailer. Shovel Knight Spectre
sequel,
of Torment. A Prey trailer, which is just weird.
Yeah, don't they have an 8-minute like gameplay video? Or is that what that trailer is?
Yeah, 8-minute gameplay video.
Walking Dead Season 3.
Yeah, Walking Dead Season 3.
More Telltale.
Clementine's a little older. Mass Effect Andromeda gameplay.
Yeah, gameplay video.
Was it real good? And then a little trailer for the definitive edition of Halo Wars.
It's interesting that they're doing something with that property again.
It was a good strategy game.
Yeah, people liked it. It's just then they kind of just dropped it like it was hot after it happened.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much to do with it. I mean, they were testing the waters there pretty good with another RTS on a console.
Yeah, that's true. I was good at testing the waters when you think of something, but I can't remember what it was. Like, I've lost it. It's gone. It's gone. Forget it. It's gone.
I already forgot it.
Good.
So check out those trailers, especially the Mass Effect one.
Mass Effect.
It's real good. I'm so excited.
When does that game come out? That's early next year, right? Like March?
I think I'm intentionally not thinking about it because I want it to be a surprise.
Well, fine, I can look it up. And then you can stop listening for a minute.
Turn my ears off.
Turn your ears off. You can take your headphones off. Well, except I guess that wouldn't help because we're sitting very close to each other.
But I mean, I guess if I don't listen to it, I won't know when to put it in my day planner. It's March, yeah.
Knew it.
It just says March 2017.
Called it. Man, I'm good.
First try.
First try. All right, so, Andrew.
Hello.
Dwarves.
The Dwarves came out. So this is a game off of Kickstarter.
Also kind of a strategy game, kind of a real...
It's more of a more RPG-y.
Yeah, but it's also... I mean, just how they combat is sort of real-time strategy, but not like... Not like Command & Conquer Warcraft where you have armies, but you have like a team.
Yeah, it's like
strategy.
Diablo... If it Diablo was based off physics and you had a team,
that yeah,
you
can kind of. It's like action RPG, but also a little bit of strategy because you can pause to change what you're doing up. It's
yeah.
weird. It's interesting.
It's fun. It's cool. There's dwarves,
and it's all a bunch of dwarves.
Yeah, it's a whole bunch of dwarves. And
I've got an awesome Stein.
It's based off. Mini. Yeah, you got cool stuff, and I'm real jealous. You're
jealous, and a sweet art book that's fun. Not the size of a fucking table. Like every other art book is.
It's manageable.
Yeah.
But it's based off a book.
Series.
Book series called The Dwarves.
The Dwarves.
Yeah. I think the first one is The Dwarves. And then
probably. But it's probably like a lot of book series where they're just named after the first book.
Yeah.
That happens a lot. Unless you're planning a series. I think like The King Killer Chronicles, that was a planned series. A Song of Ice and Fire, that was a planned series. Lord of the Rings, that was a planned series. That's why they're not all named after their first book.
Yeah, so it's The Dwarves is the first one. The Dwarves number one. And then We Are the Dwarves is the second one. And
We Are the Dwarves.
The War of the Dwarves. The Fate of the Dwarves.
So who works in The Dwarves?
But I read the first one, and it's really good. I recommend it.
They're very popular books, but also almost impossible to find in English.
In terms of audiobook, yeah. Physical book is easier. Marcus Heitz?
That sounds passable.
Who wrote it? And it is high-ass fantasy.
Imagine that. Bunch of dwarves.
Bunch of dwarves. High fantasy. You play as the main character of the books, Tungdil.
Tungdil. That's who the miniature is. Yeah. The miniature of Tungdil.
Tungdil.
But I'm going to use him as my D&D character.
He's an orphan dwarf who was raised by humans.
Humans.
Who reintegrates with the dwarven society and gets swept up in this giant war and...
Orphan dwarf sounds awesome.
Orphan
just,
dwarf.
Just say that like one word.
Dwarfin?
Orphan dwarf sounds better. I am orphan dwarf.
Dwarfin.
No. Orphan dwarf.
Dwarfin. Dwarfin. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
But it's good. Good game. There are some bugs and gameplay issues that... didn't really get fixed from when the last beta was out to now, which I thought was kind of weird.
Well, they're a fairly small team.
Yeah.
That happens, but I assume they'll continue to work on hammering things out.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
And then that team is also making a new game in the Scythe universe. Mm-hmm. Scythe, the board game.
Iron Harvest, except they don't have a date or anything for that.
No date, no anything.
They basically just said, hey, we're going to do this.
Yeah,
and look at the art that it's based on.
The Earth is based on, and some in-engine models, and a little, like, teaser of what the gameplay is. It's surprisingly, it's a lot of stuff for something that came out of nowhere and has very little other information.
Yep.
But I'm waiting for the Kickstarter.
Mm,
I want to throw money at this.
My next thing to wait for is MechWarrior, the MechWarrior video game from Harebrained Games, the guys who made the Shadowrun games.
Huh.
They did a Kickstarter for that. MechWarrior is also a Tops Company thing, which Tops Company also owns Shadowrun.
They own other stuff, too.
Yeah, the Tops Company owns a lot. But for the purpose of this conversation, they own Shadowrun and MechWarrior's, the MechWarrior stuff. MechWarrior universe is really cool. They have had video games in the past. But this is a new one, and they backed it on Kickstarter, and they were going to just have it like Mech v. Mech, player v. player kind of thing.
Yeah.
But they got to the stretch goal where it's like, oh, and now we're making a story mode.
And that seems cool.
Yep, it seems super cool.
That was one of that I missed back in.
Sucker.
Yeah. I'll get it when it comes out.
Yeah, MechWarrior's cool.
It is cool.
It's funny. It's
real cool.
It's funny because the Harebrained Schemes actually has the guy who created Shadowrun. Like, he's in that company. Harebrained Schemes has that guy. Which is why all the Shadowrun stuff, totally canon. All the Harebrained Schemes, Shadowrun games, absolutely canon Shadowrun stuff.
And that's neat stuff.
It is super neat stuff.
Battletech.
Oh, Battletech. I thought you said Battletech. It was like the N64 horror games?
No.
I loved those games. Battletech. Battletech is also cool. Anyway, let's go to comics and books.
Comic books and books.
Finish this out, because apparently I'm tired.
Oh, yeah, I saw this first note.
What, the Dark Crystal coming?
The Dark Crystal is coming.
Dark Crystal is coming. Yeah. So, Archaia, Archaia, A-R-C-H-A-I-A, is an imprint of publisher Boom. So it's a publisher basically owned by Boom.
Boom.
And the Jim Henson Company.
Naturally.
Naturally. Are excited to announce The Power of the Dark Crystal. It's a new comic book series that serves as a sequel to the 1982 film.
Is a sequel?
Yeah, it's a comic book series that serves as a sequel to 1982, so it's after the movie.
Neat.
So this is based on a screenplay by David O'Dell, Annette O'Dell, and Craig Pierce, which was I was looking at the word planned and reading the word written. It was written for a planned feature film. So they wanted to do a sequel movie. That never happened. So based on that screenplay, they're now writing a 12-issue monthly limited series. So for the next year, February to February, they'll be doing one a month for a year. It'll be adapted by Simon Spurrier, who wrote things called The Spire and Six Gun Gorilla. I don't know what Six Gun Gorilla is, but I want it right now. Because it sounds awesome on title.
Sounds awesome on title. So you need to see what the cover is.
Yeah.
To the Google.
And it'll be illustrated by Kelly and Nicole Matthews, who worked on Toil and Trouble, which I have not heard of, but they also do art for Lumberjanes and Gotham Academy. Or Lumberjanes / Gotham Academy, rather, which was a crossover thing that they did for a while, which was cool and looks awesome, so they're good artists.
Yeah, Lumberjanes is great.
Mm-hmm. And these two worked on the crossover of Lumberjanes and Gotham Academy. So I don't know if that was separate artists or not.
Also, Six Gun Gorilla is exactly what
I wanted. Gorilla?
It is a Western gorilla, complete with poncho.
Yes.
Handguns.
I want it. I want it in my life right
Bandolier
now.
Bandolier holsters. He's got the hat. Oh my god, how have I never heard of this?
I don't know, but we need a Winston skin. Oh my god, Winston McCree. This is Winston McCree.
This is amazing.
So, The Power of the Dark Crystal will start February 15th, 2017, or it's when the first one's going to be released. And then, I mean, I don't think we can spoil The Dark Crystal, so let's talk about what this is, let's talk about the synopsis of what this comic book series is supposed to be.
The original Dark Crystal is a terrifying nightmare.
I'm sure the comic book will be creepy to look at, too.
Probably.
So
it doesn't move, so maybe I can stomach it.
Countless decades have passed since the events of the original film. Though Jen and Kira have ruled Thra from Crystal Castle peacefully as king and queen, God, these names, bringing Gelfling back to the land.
Oh, Gelfling.
They have become distracted by power and can no longer feel or see the needs of the world and its people the way they once did. Enter Therma, a young fireling girl tasked with obtaining a shard of the Dark Crystal by any means necessary to restore power to her realm. This sets in motion an incredible adventure in which Therma will attempt to steal a crystal shard, befriend the young Gelfling Kensho, and accidentally bring back the Skeksis and Mystics.
Oh, no.
God, these fucking names. Yeah, and the creepy evil birds.
Yeah.
Skeksis. So, that's how it's gonna go.
It's a creepy movie, man.
Yep.
Don't show that to your kids.
Or do. It's a kids movie.
No, it's not. It's terrifying.
When did you watch it? How old were you when you watched it,
Andrew? I don't know.
You were a kid.
I was, and I regret it.
That sounds kind of cool. You know, if you like the Dark Crystal, people like the Dark Crystal.
I can see the appeal. So it is a well-made movie.
That's a thing that's going to be made now, the Dark Crystal comic. All right, now this next one is super cool, all right? It's super cool.
Is it cooler than a gorilla with six guns?
Well, Andrew, Dark Horse has a Repentless Slayer, so let's find out. Oh, no, my page has stopped loading. Oh, I need to change my internet connection.
Repentless.
Yeah, Repentless, like the Slayer album.
Yeah, I see this. Came up in my search. Oh, boy. Now, that's an image search.
Did you? Oh, well, it's a Slayer album cover.
I know, but it was only the same
image. I know, I saw over here. It was a full Google page of the Slayer album cover. Anyway, so, legendary heavy metal band Slayer has teamed up with Metalocalypse writer, which is a great show, by the way, Metalocalypse. It's fantastic.
Fantastic.
So it teamed up with Metalocalypse writer John Schnepp and Twilight Zone artist Guiu Villanova.
That's an amazing combination of credits.
Twilight Zone and Metalocalypse, yeah. Plus Slayer.
That can only equal good.
For a 3-issue Dark Horse comic series called Slayer Repentless. First issue is scheduled for release on January 25th, 2017. So, its story is basically of a road trip to... it's supposed to go with, like, the videos for the album. It's supposed to team up with, like, the album. Yeah, that's the cover. That's the comic cover right there. Neat. So... it's weird and awesome. And it's hard to... it doesn't actually have a good description on this page of what it is. But it's sort of weaving in their music and their album... their lyrics and stuff in the past, too, as well as the one from the new album, Repentless. It's supposed to go with their videos from the new album. It sounds super cool. And the art is pretty cool.
The art is
good. It's not, it's real. It's like realistic type art. And drawn really well. And it's Slayer, so come on. Slayer. And you can bet, I mean, you can look up the cover and see the guy's face covered in blood. And because it's Slayer and Metalocalypse for that purpose, you can bet there'll be a lot of blood.
Yep.
Because that's metal.
Metal.
All right. Metal Gear.
Metal Gear. Otacon.
All right. So that's it for this week. You can find us on Twitter. I am at Dud75. D-U-D-7-5.
And I'm at D-U-P-3.
You can find the show at Greekly News. GWEEKLYNEWS. Andrew, are you buying the trade paperback of Six Shooter Gorilla or whatever it is?
I'm adding it to my Secret Santa wish list.
Oh, that's a good one. I should do that too. It's a good call.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, also, we have a website. That's it. We have a website. It's greeknews.com. You can find our show notes there. That's why it says show notes on the website. You can find blogs that haven't been that are, you know, back issue blogs.
Back issue?
Haven't written a new one in a while.
Yeah. Well, there are some in the works. I've got like 5 drafts open.
I haven't written one ever. Because I'm bad at writing things.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's stuff there. You can email us at feedback@weeklynews.com if you want to disagree or agree with our top video game picks or anything else we said.
I don't think there's anything they can argue, except maybe that Battlefleet should be on there.
Only if Justin writes in, and Justin doesn't listen. So unless he overhears Erica listening, he won't write in.
Erica, tell Justin to write in to include Battlefleet.
You can also comment on the bottom of every page on our website.
Yep.
Or you can get in touch with us on Facebook. We're at facebook.com/weeklynews. You know, to do that Facebook thing.
The book face?
The book face. And also, if you're an iTunes user, we would really appreciate a rating and review.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly that.
It helps us get found, and then we can get sponsors, and then we can get cool stuff, and then we can...
I can get a...
Pass the savings on to you.
I can get a mixer, apparently, that doesn't have apparently a fucked up channel one.
Well, I mean, there's 6 channels total, 2 people.
I know, we can just keep moving down, I know. But I want to do other podcasts. If we didn't have 8 people or more, no, was it like 9 including you, I think. You know, D&D, I would have suggested we record that.
Well, we'll see how long they last.
But there's like 9 people.
Or we can run a second campaign.
Stupid long. Yeah, I also have to figure out what my schedule is for my new job.
Figure it out. D&D podcast coming soon. You heard it here first.
Or maybe a Shadowrun podcast. But with Shadowrun, I think I'd want to, instead of a real play, I think I'd want to do like a what's it called? Audio drama.
Audio drama?
The Shadowrun universe, you know? I would, you know, like write a story and act it out. I wouldn't want to do a real play Shadowrun because Shadowrun's too complex for me.
We're going to roll those dice and without picking up on the mic.
Too many d6. Yeah, you'd have to use roll 24.
Yeah.
There's no way I'm rolling. Okay, roll 16 d6. And we just blew out everybody's eardrums.
It's good Foley.
All right. Thank you for listening and putting up with us. We'll see you next week.
Ooh, spooky.